Yeah. Ooh, yeah, we're back, baby. We're back. It feels good. Ooh, yeah, feels good to be back in the Fan Cave Vault. This is episode 2, week 2 of Fan Cave Radio. Alongside me is Ben D. Barker and Keith McPherson. Guys, we got sign on for a second episode.
Yeah, I can't wait. Wow. I thought the first episode went pretty smoothly, so I'm excited to see where this one takes us.
This one will have video as well, so make sure to click the link and check out our beautiful faces in the video. Should be Keith not even looking at the... He's trying to figure out where the camera is. He's looking for where the camera is. So, guys, last week, no Manny Ramirez was involved in baseball. This week, Manny is back, and he hit a home run, and he bat flipped it. Totally awesome.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you expect out of Manny, right? I wouldn't want any other version of Manny Ramirez. When he came back to Fenway Park for the celebration of the 04 team, I'm hearing all this, you know, Manny's a new guy. He's a different guy. You're not going to see the same person.
You're not going to see that. Oh, God.
All of a sudden, he gets up to the plate, first game, hits a home run, flips the bat, Manny's back to being Manny.
How was my Jerry Remy?
Dude, only when you say Xander Bogaerts.
Bogaerts.
So,
Keith, give me a Jerry Remy.
Xander Bogaerts, this guy.
This guy over here. Okay, guys, TWTW Player of the Week. Let's get down to it right away. This is the will to win. Which player this week had the will to win that TWTW? Keith, who do you got?
I hate to say it, but Brandon Moss.
Oh, yeah, against
this
those
guy
Yanks.
Had some big home runs this week, some against the Yankees. I want to say he hit two against the Yankees. But today he crushed a grand slam against the O's.
And, yeah, he's got 16 homers this year. Yeah. The A's are very, very, very hot right now. They're a good team. They've been good throughout the whole season. I expect them to be there late in October, possibly November for a World Series. What do you guys think?
I don't know. I like Oakland. It's gonna come down to if their pitching staff is up for it. Chavez, we've seen two different guys with him. He was absolutely dominant at one point, then at other points of the year, he looks pretty hittable.
If
you can get him to be consistent, and I mean, you know what you're going to get from Sonny Gray, those guys in their lineup can hit, man.
Oh, yeah.
They figure it out. What I was saying when they were playing the Yankees, like, we let them hang around and they're scrappy. They figure it out at the end of the game how to win. If they're not, you know, blowing you out by 10 runs like they were the O's today, you let them hang around and Cespedes is going yard, or, you know, Donaldson is walking off.
You know what, Keith? You know when he has his phone out, it reminds me of the Granderson commercial where it's like, who's getting that text, Curtis?
Oh, yeah.
Who's getting that text, Keith? We're all dying to know. Who's getting that text? And I'm sure all the ladies listening.
My auto insurance.
You just checked your quote on your auto insurance. That's what he was doing. So, Ben, give me your TWTW.
I'm going to have to go with John Singleton.
Ooh,
the
new guy.
Gets the call up from the Astros. We've seen this a few times this year, actually. It happened with Oscar Tavares, too, from the Cardinals, where he got called up and immediately hit a home run. Singleton gets called up, hits a home run. He actually hit another one today.
Yeah, salami today.
Yeah, grand slam today.
You guys are all about the grand salami.
It's making their, you know, immediate impact. That's what Singleton's done. Come up and, you know, one thing you never want as a hot prospect is to get called up and then struggle and have to get sent back down. And I think he's kind of trying to make it known that I'm here to stay. So
the guy I want to go with also hit a grand slam, and that's Mike Trout yesterday against Chris Sale. We talked about that Sale was left in way too long. I thought after the Howie Kendrick at bat is when he should have left the game. They decided to keep Sale in. Mm-hmm. We know the end of the story. Mike Trout hits a game-tying grand slam in the bottom of the eighth inning. The Chicago White Sox end up losing the game 6-5. That's tough.
Heartbreaker
to
for Stanton.
Yeah. But Mike Trout is very clutch.
Yeah.
And easily my TWTW for this week.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough to find a better hitter in the game than Mike Trout. So when he gets up to the plate in that situation, you know what possibly could happen. You know, no credit taken away from Chris Sale. He threw a dominant ball game up until that point. That pitch count gets up there. He's getting a little tired. The last guy you want to see in the batter's box, if you're him, is Mike Trout. And unfortunately for Sale, Trout won the battle.
Yeah, he went down and got that pitch. That wasn't just, you know.
That's his classic swing. That's a classic Trout.
That ball was down there.
Left center.
Put it
down
out
and out.
He always does.
Oh, yeah.
I think I tweeted something about the clutch gene. And shout out to your boy, Poppy Ortiz. When you talk about the clutch gene in sports, you talk about guys like Mike Trout, David Ortiz.
Guys who get the big hit in the big situation.
It's crazy to see, you know, you mentioned Ortiz. It's crazy because earlier this year, I was asked to put together a list of the top 10 David Ortiz moments while he's been with the Red Sox.
I hope you didn't start crying.
Of course I started crying.
Yeah, I figured.
Come on, man. But it's funny because he's had so many walk-off hits. He's had so many regular season walk-off hits, but what really amazed me when making that list is I could only include a couple of them in there because he's had so many clutch postseason hits as well.
It's like,
how are you going to put a regular season win above a postseason win? It's hard to do when it comes to a walk-off or a clutch hit in a big spot. So
I agree 100%. Now, guys, there's guys that get big hits, and what about the guys that get the big tweets? We're talking about the social media guys of the week. Mine is Joey Betts. He follows a couple of the dwellers already. Yeah. I believe he follows Ben. Yeah. I believe he follows Caesar and Serena as well.
Me too.
He hasn't followed... Oh, he follows you as well? He hasn't followed me yet, so shout out to Joey Betts on Twitter. Hopefully you can follow me. I just think he's great. Recently we saw him taking pictures. He was trying out for the Steelers, throwing a football around, which was awesome. So I think Joey Betts is my social media player of the week. Ben, who do you got?
I'm going to go with Yasiel Puig.
I know that's
kind of an easy answer because Puig is just kind of amazing at everything that he does.
Bam, bam, bam.
The thing that really got me was he was in Colorado. This week, the Dodgers playing the Rockies, and Puig was all about the snow. I think it was the first time that he'd ever seen snow like that. There's video of him kind of laying in it, rubbing it in his face and stuff. So kind of cool to see that. I'm going to go with Yasiel Puig, and he was also here at the Fan Cave. As you can see, the video of that at MLBFanCave.com.
He's a big child.
Yeah, he had a blast here with us. Dan, you were playing ping pong against him.
We played some Puig Pong. We had a good time. He ended up beating me on a...
Well, you
have to win by two, it's not really fair.
I'm going to put this out there, and I apologize, Yasiel, but you were beating him pretty bad, and he kind of looked at you and said, hey... Take it easy. So what are you going to say?
He called his shot. He said this last one is to win it, and then he won it.
He did. I mean, I'll give him that credit. But when Yasiel Puig tells you to take it easy when you're playing ping
pong, I don't have a choice.
Kind of have to.
I don't really have a choice. So I took it easy on him. But if he comes back to the Fan Cave, which I expect he will.
All bets are off.
Yeah, all bets are off. I'm going to be hitting the ball pretty hard.
You know, he had just lost to Mike Bowling, our Cubs fan here. He had just lost to him in Home Run Derby as well. So I didn't think he wanted two L's at the Fan Cave.
It's weird that we're talking about that. We just had Fan Cave. Home Run Derby with Yasiel Puig, Fan Cave Ping Pong with Yasiel Puig, but that's the life we're living right now.
It is.
This week we got Carlos Gomez coming to the Cave, so that'll be awesome as well.
Yeah, I can't wait. He's one of the more exciting players in baseball at this point, too. He's
former
a lot
Met,
of fun to
former
watch.
Former Met, shout out.
Yeah, former Met.
Keith, who do you got for your social media player of the week?
My social media guy, I'm trying to find the exact tweet right now. Is none other than Solarte. At Solarte26. I tweeted,
sticking with the Yankees.
Like I usually do during the game, just tweet pictures and stuff. And Fox Sports had a graphic of him. And then the night before, he had a sick catch. And I tweeted, sick play. Got to show some love to my man, Solarte26. And I took a screenshot picture of him. I posted it. He retweeted
Your screenshot it. Game is A-plus right now.
Yeah, it's getting there.
Getting
I used to not really get active during the game thinking I would, like, jinx it or mess it up. But
you're losing anyway right now, so it's fine. Jinx or not. All bets are off for our teams right now.
At 500, it's either way. It really doesn't matter.
I'm on a 6-game losing streak. Ben is currently on a 5-game losing streak.
That's right.
Keith, you took
one game.
Yeah, but you took one from the Royals. And you had a chance.
Just to clear up for our listeners at home, as soon as Keith said Solarte's name, it was just Solarte.
Whoa.
The Yankees radio broadcaster tends to have, if you don't already know.
Michael K.
Brian Sterling.
Sterling, He has to always come up with his little quirky home run calls. And for Solarte, he actually had a kind of a song that he put together. And I'll tell you what.
Solarte.
Nobody likes to sing that song better than Stanton Jones, we'll have him later.
We'll snack with Solarte.
We'll have to ask him about that.
All right. I also love his. He sent a text message.
Yeah. You're on the mark, Teixeira.
I love those. Those are always great. John Sterling.
Yeah. That's our guy.
John Sterling.
Those are great.
You're on the mark, Teixeira.
You're on the mark.
We were playing MLB The Show, having a home run derby, and for whatever reason, Cesar Fajardo decided to select Mark Teixeira as his slugger. Dan ended up playing with him. And I think we had 20 home runs.
20 bombs. I'm getting pretty good at that game. I spent a lot of time in the Fan Cave, so
a lot of Sterling
I'm putting it towards positive things that I can be doing, like playing MLB The Show, Home Run Derby.
That's right.
All right, we got to take a commercial break here on Fan Cave Radio. Coming up next, we got Spanish Class with Cesar Pichardo. Always a hilarious time. He's going to tell us in Spanish the NL East, so this is something you don't want to miss. We'll be right back. Keep it here. It's time for the Fan Cave.
Fan Cave Radio.
It's time to hear Stan Kenkel.
On Fan Cave Radio.
Don't forget Bendy Barker and Keith McPherson. It's all right here on Fan Cave Radio. Don't change that dial.
Fan Cave Radio,
Keith, Ben, Stanton,
Dan,
Michael,
Caesar.
It's time for the Fan Cave to return from commercial break right now.
Fan Cave Radio.
We're back on Fan Cave Radio, one of my favorite segments.
Fan
now
Cave
I
Radio.
Got Cesar Pichardo.
Buenvenidos.
Oh, buenvenidos. Wow. That's Spanish for where's the queso?
That is in Spanish.
That is, yes. Where's donde está cheese?
No sé.
That's a Spanglish. Yeah. Great movie with Adam Sandler. Shout out to Adam, one of our really good friends here in the cave.
I've never met him. Actually, fun fact. The movie Grown Ups with Adam Sandler was actually portions of it were filmed in Tingsboro, Massachusetts.
Which is where Ben is from.
My hometown.
North of Lowell. If you have a map, look for Lowell and just go north.
You can't miss Tingsboro, Mass.
But we're here for Spanish class, not for geography, and that's Caesar's forte. So, Caesar, what are you going to be teaching us today?
Today I'll be teaching you guys how to say the names of teams from the NL East in Spanish.
Ooh. Oh, nice. NL East Day.
Cool.
Yeah.
NL East Day.
Take it away.
So, to start it off, the Atlanta Braves are Los Bravos de Atlanta.
Los Bravos de Atlanta.
Yeah, Atlanta is Atlanta.
Atlanta.
Sounds like La Planta.
Yeah.
Los Bravos de Atlanta.
Yeah.
Atlanta Bravo style. Okay. Yeah. With the next one.
The next one is the Washington Nationals.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And this one is Los Nacionales de Washington.
Los Nacionales de Washington.
In Spanish, do you just flip everything?
Like, yeah.
You flip the words so it's reverse?
Yeah.
Okay.
You say the team name, the mascot first, and then the city.
Gotcha.
Nationals.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nacionales. Okay.
For the other three are pretty easy.
Are you sad?
I am not sad.
Are you happy?
I'm very happy.
Okay.
Got apples.
I'm a dweller in the fan cave.
Yes, you should be happy. Yeah. One of the most famous dwellers.
I'm one of them.
One of the eight.
Yeah.
I'd say a top eight. Okay, hit me with the third one.
The third one is the Philadelphia Phillies.
Ooh.
Yeah. Well, the Phillies are Los Phillies de Philadelphia.
Ah.
Los Phillies de Philadelphia.
And what about Philadelphia cream cheese? Is Los Cream Cheese de Philadelphia.
El queso crema de
Philadelphia. Ooh,
el queso crema.
I knew I'd get you to say queso.
Yeah, I knew I'd get you to say queso.
Would you look at that?
Now, how about my beloved Mets?
Well, that's another easy one.
Ooh.
That's Los Mets de Nueva York.
Ooh.
Los Mets de Nueva York.
I knew the Nueva York. I knew that.
Yeah.
I didn't know the Los Mets.
Nueva York.
So thank you. And the last, your Marlins, of course.
And the famous Marlins are?
The famous Marlins.
Los Marlins de Miami.
Oh, that's an easy one.
Miami.
I like that one. That's very easy.
Los Marlins,
which one do you think is the hardest one for your fans to listen, to try?
Probably Los Nacionales.
Los Nacionales de Washington.
De Washington.
I already forgot the Braves one.
Los Bravos de Atlanta.
There you go.
Ben must have heard this stuff backstage before we got to the stage.
No, Adam Sandler taught him a little Spanish.
Adam Sandler taught him a little Spanish? North of Tingsboro.
Yeah.
North of Lowell. In Tingsboro. Caesar, always a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank
we got to take
me.
A traffic and weather update right now with Mike Bowling. So, Mike, what do you got for us?
What's up, guys? Mike here with the weather. If you're going out to any Mets games this week, they're playing the Brewers at home. Series starts on Tuesday. Looks like there may be a chance of rain. 86 though, so you know, you never know. Bring a poncho, bring an umbrella just in case. The rest of the week looks good. Wednesday and Thursday, 82 and 79 respectively. Sunny. Should be a good series. Hopefully the Mets can pick up that elusive win they've been looking for. So if you have a chance, Friday afternoons, 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock, we're doing public tours here at the MLB Fan Cave.
That's right.
Come and check it out. And quick shout out to Perm's Weather. If anyone needs a weather update, at Perm's Weather on Twitter, he'll get back to you right away. Good friend of Ben Barker's, so hopefully if you shoot him a tweet, he'll get you your weather information right away.
If you're heading out to a ball game, you want to see, you know, what kind of attire you should be bringing, raincoat, shorts, pants, just... It's at Perm's Weather, P-E-R-M-S, weather, at Perm's Weather.
Yeah. Are we done like just getting Ben's friend on the show? Are we good?
Hey, he's a good dude.
Well, now that Ben's friend has taken up almost all of our time, we'll take a commercial break. We'll be right back on Fan Cave Radio. You don't want to miss it. Wait, what was your friend's name again?
Perm's Weather.
There we go, Perm's Weather. Don't miss that, Perm's Weather. Off the bat.
Off the bat. Tuesday nights, 11 o'clock. Once the games are over, turn over to MTV2 for Off the Bat.
2 o'clock on a Friday, Steve, and I need something to do.
Yeah, Ian, I'll tell you what you gotta do. You gotta head down to 4th and Broadway and take a free tour of the MLB Fan Cave.
Can I take photos?
Of course you can.
Can I meet the dwellers?
Yeah, of course. They'd love to meet you.
Can I take a photo with the dwellers?
You sure?
I will be there.
Fan Cave Radio.
Fan Cave Radio.
Fan Cave Radio. Fan Cave Radio.
It's back and it's back. On. Only on the MLB Fan Cave blog.
Fan Cave Radio.
Back from commercial break here on Fan Cave Radio. I'm Daniel Franco. Alongside me is Keith McPherson, Ben Barker. It's time for out of here moments. Moments that were just absolutely wacky in baseball. And Chris Davis got some silent treatment from the Orioles. What was that about?
Yeah, I don't know, man. He hit a bomb, comes into the clubhouse, and nobody gives him any daps. It's funny because, like,
it's like when Keith walks into the Fan Cave. But
oh, man, unreal. No, I guess, you know, Davis was in a big slump, broke out of it in a big way, and that's just something that the players do. Typically, you see that with, like, guys who hit their first career home run because they can't really be like, you know, oh, where's my daps, where's my high fives, because they've never done
it. Rookies get that treatment.
Yeah. But with Chris Davis, I don't know, they gave it to him, man.
Yeah, I don't know. It wasn't like he was slumping or...
He was slumping a little bit, was he?
Yeah, he was in a pretty hardcore slump. Yeah, he's striking out a whole bunch. Dan, I know you were talking about the stats earlier this week.
He had the worst fantasy week in baseball last week.
Yeah, he had like 13 strikeouts.
That's probably what it was.
He's changed it up this week. Like we said, we had that home run. But another thing that struck me is this Teixeira show they've been doing on the Network. Absolutely hilarious.
Yeah, Foul Territory with Mark Teixeira is surprisingly funny.
Surprisingly?
Yeah, you don't... I mean, I didn't think Tex was that funny. Like, he's not forced funny. He's legit funny. Like, just the way he carries himself on that show, and it doesn't seem like... It seems effortless for him to be funny. Like, I wasn't expecting that.
And if you haven't seen it, it's basically kind of like, if you've ever seen Between Two Ferns with Zach Galifianakis.
I like that.
It's kind of that style where it's like an awkward, very awkward interview. In one of the episodes, he had Brian McCann on, and he was asking Brian McCann who are some of his favorite teammates that he's ever had. Of course, they were teammates in Atlanta for a short period of time. So as McCann's answering, he's still not saying Mark Teixeira. He keeps narrowing it down. He goes, how about some of your favorite teammates who may have been like first baseman who hit from both sides of the plate? And he just still won't say it.
Is he able to name other people?
He just said switch hitter. He's like, how about some of your teammates who are your favorite that were also switch hitters? And he was like, oh, well, Chipper Jones, of course.
Yeah, that's great.
So he just like named everyone else except for him. It was pretty funny.
Tex being Tex, man.
Yeah, I didn't expect that.
No,
made me laugh.
Yeah, I hope they do.
He makes me laugh when he runs around the bases. Blowing out the birthday candles.
Hard to breathe.
Hard to breathe out there. And one more thing we want to talk about this week is the real live Kenny Powers just got drafted. West Virginia kid. The Yankees ended up drafting him. He looks exactly like Kenny Powers.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, I'm not a Yankee fan, but I want to see this kid make it to the show because he looks identical to KP. And that was one of my favorite shows. You know, this kid...
Sean Carley.
Yeah, Sean Carley. Out of West Virginia. He's got the mullet. He's got the goatee. Kind of the same build as Danny McBride, who played Kenny Powers in Eastbound and Down. And if you haven't seen Eastbound and Down, and you're a baseball fan, and you're a comedy fan, you got to check it out. I mean, it's the perfect blend of those two worlds.
Oh, yeah.
Where comedy and baseball collide.
Between Two Ferns.
That's right.
Between Two Ferns. So that does it for this segment, Out of Here Moments. We got Stanton Jones waiting to get into the studio. He does Snacking with Stan. Last week it was about the jalapeno scale. I don't even know
what he was really talking about.
Who knows what Stanton's ever talking about. He's coming up next. We got to take a couple quick commercials. We'll be right back on Fan Cave Radio. Stick around.
If I wanted to take a tour of the MLB Fan Cave, when could I do that?
On Fridays between 2 and 4, all 8 dwellers will personally give you a tour of the MLB Fan Cave, and guess how much it costs?
$7.47.
You went $7.47 over what it costs, which is $0. It's completely free.
Free tour.
You get a great tour of the cave. You get to see everything that is in the cave, all the experiences that the dwellers go through. They'll tell you about themselves. Come on down to the MLB Fan Cave, Fridays from 2 to 4. Public tours.
I'm by Stanton Jones, and I think of all the dwellers, Stanton, you are the biggest fan of that home run game.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
It's an absolutely phenomenal one. It's one of my favorites.
Could you give it to us?
Which one are we talking about?
Let's pretend Solarte just hit a home run.
Okay, all right. It's going out. There's a dinger. Solarte.
There's a dinger. Do you say that after every home run?
After every home run.
And then you hit the gong and go down the home run side?
Hit the gong, go down the home run side. Unless there's an ejection, I got to go up. Ben.
I lead the league in crawling up the slide.
He does. Stanton's easily the slowest.
Yeah.
Clocked in at 37 seconds.
Actually,
37.6
Cesar Pichardo
has the new record
under 8 seconds.
Really?
Yeah, under eight
Cesar.
Seconds. Mike had set it at 9 seconds.
Pound cake Cesar. Wow. I like that transition because we were talking about speed and then all of a sudden we're talking about food and that's what you're here for.
Snacking with Stan.
Stanton, what is your ballpark food of the week?
Ballpark food of the week. All right, so we're going to go down to Texas where all my exes live.
Oh, I've heard that one before.
Let me tell you guys. Down at Arlington, there's no jalapeno scale this week. Or maybe it could potentially be there. But let me tell you guys, the ballpark in Arlington, that's where Texas Rangers play. They have this. Yep. this absolutely delightful treat. Let me tell you.
Delightful treat.
Delightful. It's called bacon on a stick.
That's it?
So it's not literally kosher. A piece of bacon on a stick. Let me tell you guys, it's out of this world. Now, the Rangers definitely hit a home run. A quadrilateral with that one.
A quadrilateral.
I think what you mean is quadrangular.
We need to get Caesar in here.
Oh, yeah. We need to get Caesar.
The whole class last week.
It was Spanish class with Caesar last week, and if you did tune in last week, I hope you practiced. Quadrangular is home run.
Actually, guys, you can't tell Caesar I didn't do my homework.
Are you kidding me?
I didn't do it.
Oh, my God.
I think
God.
I have to tell him.
You can't do that.
Well, where can people tweet at you to yell at you that you didn't do the homework?
Well, people can find me at my name, Stanton Jones, all one word, S-T-A-N-T-E-N-J-O-N-E-S.
Okay.
Stanton Jones.
Now, Stan.
Go ahead, Dan.
It doesn't matter. I just want to know what the exercise of the week was.
So, guys, you know, we're trying to
eat all that bacon.
We're trying to stay fit in the cave, you know, with all this bacon that we're consuming here in the cave. What's really important is to stay fit. And this week, what we got going on. Wrist curls. So for the people at home that can't see me, what you want to do is you want to ball up your fist, right?
Mm-hmm.
And have your fist facing up towards
I'm
you.
Doing it.
And just curl your wrist up.
Ah.
Curl your wrist up. Do 10
and you
sets,
say Solarte while
do
you
10
do
10 sets of 20. So each one you'd be like, Solarte.
Holiday season!
And that would be three. So that's my exercise for the week, guys.
Does that actually do anything, Stan?
Yes, it works on your wrists.
Oh, wow.
And other muscles.
All right.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
Stanton, one last thing here. Now, I know you mentioned the bacon on a stick. If you can't get down to Arlington, we actually had some thick-cut bacon the other day, which we ordered, and I mean, I haven't had the pleasure of trying this bacon on a stick from Arlington, but I would imagine it was kind of a similar product.
I would imagine so, and actually this week, we got a special treat in tune for the dwellers this week.
Really?
So stay tuned for it. It's going to be great.
Oh, I want to know about that. Can you tell me a little bit more?
I can't. I got to keep
the
secret.
I want one more promise from you. Next week's food of the week needs to be kosher.
Absolutely.
We got
to
change
bacon.
This
Absolutely.
To secrets.
No bacon,
Stanton.
Nothing
secrets
but kosher.
With Stanton.
What do you mean, like kosher?
Mr. Stanton. Secrets with Stanton.
Is that like
that'll be your intro?
Secrets with Stanton.
Secrets with Stanton.
Shh, don't tell. Don't tell. It's secrets with Stanton.
You guys are so silly.
All right, Stanton.
You guys, thank you for having me in. This has always been a blast.
You got pitches right, to watch, Stanton. Man.
Yeah,
right?
I gotta go watch some pitches.
We're gonna finish up with Fan Cave Radio here, minus Stanton plus Ben, and then we will be on our way.
That's
absolutely.
Right.
Just a couple. You're leaving.
Oh, yeah,
just a couple
right.
more commercial breaks, and we'll be right
it's
back.
It's time for the Fan Cave.
Fan Cave Radio.
It's time to hear Stan Kankel.
On Fan Cave Radio.
Don't forget Bendy Barker and Keith McPherson. It's all right here on Fan Cave Radio. Don't change that dial.
Fan Cave Radio.
Keith.
Ben.
Stanton.
Dan.
Michael.
Caesar.
It's time for the Fan Cave to return from commercial break right now.
Fan Cave Radio.
All right, Benny D here with the wrap-up. It's that time. It's that time to take us out. Benny D, whenever you're ready, drop that!
All right. The calendar has turned to June too soon for all the teams in the league that still have room to improve. But don't move because the youth has just come through. The draft is over, lives are changed, but there's still plenty to prove. Mike Trout came through with the slam in LA. Meanwhile, the Jays are threatening to pull away. With the AL East title, lots of games to be played, but they're looking down at the O's, Sox, Yankees, and Rays. Today's a day closer to the Midsummer Classic and a pen or computer. It's time to fill out a ballot. Don't matter about a guy's past numbers or stats unless it's Jeter. This man's vote should be automatic.
Ooh, Benny D crushing it. Make sure you listen to Fan Cave Radio next week. Check out the MLB Fan Cave blog. Follow me at Stan_Kankles. And Benny?
At Ben D. Barker.
It's been a pleasure, bro.
All right, good show.